Now I'd like to invite boys and girls, members of our church school, to join me this morning with Jamie Hinkle, who chairs our Religious Education Committee. Come on down. Would you guys sit over here? There's a choir. Mr. Jamie Hinkle, who chairs the Religious Education Committee, and his daughter, Darcy, are going to tell you your story this morning. Jamie, thanks for doing this.
Good morning. I just wanted to ask, anybody here, any of you kids, anybody out there, has anybody ever done anything wrong? Yeah, a couple of you have? Okay. Now, has anybody ever tried to correct or take that mistake back and try to do something better? Did you spill water and clean it up or something like that? Anybody? Well, that's what this story is all about. This is called The Diggingest Dog by Al Perkins. And if you can show the first page, I think we can get started. I was the saddest dog you could ever see. Sad because no one wanted me. The pet shop window was my jail. The sign behind me said, for sale. I was tied to a bare, hard floor of stone. I could not even dig for a bone. And then one day at 4:30, Sammy Brown came in the door. He said, I'll take you to the farm with me. You'll play outdoors where you should be. He rubbed my ears, he scratched my head. I think I'll call you Duke, he said. Sam gave me a collar, he gave me a lead. We left that shop at tremendous speed. We went a long way out of town. We came to the farm of Sammy Brown. It was the nicest place I'd ever seen. A pretty white house and a field of green. The next morning, while Sam did his chores, he let me run and play outdoors. I'd never run on nice soft ground. Now I barked with joy as I ran around. Sam looked at me and scratched his head. Duke, you need some friends, he said. I'd never met a dog before. Now I was meeting six or more. One dog, who wasn't very big, suddenly began to dig. I'd never learned to dig in that store. How could I on that hard stone floor? I tried to dig, but alas, I couldn't. I wiggled my paws. My paws just wouldn't. I fell on my ear, I fell on my face, I fell on myself all over the place. The other dog said, Duke may be big, but he's no good. He cannot dig. I'll teach you, Duke, cried Sammy Brown. I'll teach you, Duke, cried Sammy Brown. I'll show you how to dig deep down. I tried it too, but still I couldn't. I wiggled my paws. My paws just wouldn't. The next day, when the sun rose in the sky, I thought I'd give it one more try. I wiggled one paw, I saw it could. I wiggled the other, I saw it would. I could dig with my paws. I could dig with my claws. I felt no pain across my back. I knew at last I'd had the knack. Sammy Brown looked out at me. He saw me digging happily. Good for you, Duke, Sammy cried. I knew you'd do it if you tried, so I dug farther, I dug faster, I dug and dug to please my master. I dug up the grass, I dug up weeds, I dug up daisies, I dug up seeds, I dug up the fence, I dug up the gates, I dug up the garden of Mrs. Thwaites. I dug up the rooster, I dug up the hens, I dug up the sheep and the pigs in their pens. I dug and dug and couldn't stop, I dug up the barber in his shop. I dug up Mr. Rodney Thayer, sitting in the barber chair. I was having so much fun, I dug up Highway 81. I came to a hill, I dug to the top, but all of a sudden I had to stop. Right in front of me, looking down, there stood my master, Sammy Brown. Sam didn't smile or pat my head. He only glared at me and said, I'm sending you back to that animal store. They'll tie you up on that hard stone floor, and you'll never, never dig anymore. couldn't run, I couldn't hide. Dogs came at me from every side. And then suddenly I knew there was just one thing for me to do. I ran away from Sammy Brown. I dug a hole that went straight down. I left him standing up on top. I dug and dug. I didn't stop. How deep I dug, I could not tell, but soon I found I'd dug a well. Mud and water up to my chin, what a fix now I was in. I started to sink, I started to yelp. Help, I yelped. Help, 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 help. Sam cried, Duke, you've been bad. You've made me sad instead of glad. Then, at last, I heard him shout, maybe we can pull you out. Slowly, slowly, down they came, each dog part of a long dog chain. I reached up, I touched a nose. I felt them lift me by my toes. Slowly, slowly, bit by bit, they dragged me up out of the pit. I thanked the dogs and Sammy Brown, and then I started back toward town. I knew I had to dig once more to fix things up as they were before. That's what I did. I dug back the gates, I dug back the garden and Mrs. Thwaites, I dug back the roosters and the hens, I dug back the pigs in their pens. I dug all day in the summer sun, I dug back Highway 81. I dug everything back in town, everything that I had knocked down. Today when I dig, well, I'm careful now. I'm useful too. Sam lets me plow. He'll never send me to that store or tie me up on a hard stone floor.
All right. Hey, Jamie, thank you so much. Well, we're going to keep you here for just a little bit longer because our choir and our youth choir and adult choir are going to sing another song that has to do with spring called Dance and Tune. So if you're going to be singing, come up here. If you're not, sit here and listen to them sing for you.